Crossing Seattle's streets can be hazardous for people with disabilities. That's because curb cuts are either missing, broken, or poorly placed. Advocates for people with disabilities want to change that and have filed a class action lawsuit against Seattle. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports.
In many ways, David Wedby's morning commute to work is typical. He takes the light rail from his home in Columbia City. But when he gets off at the International District Station to get to his office, it gets a little perilous. We're on the southwest corner of Jackson Street and 4th Avenue South. We're waiting to cross Jackson Street.
What happens is there the bus will line up right there to my right in the lane going north. Mm-hmm. And then we'll both get a green light. And so it'll switch here in a minute.
The light turns green. Instead of being able to go straight, Wedby has to maneuver his electric wheelchair onto the curb cut that's at a 45-degree angle. Once on the street, he quickly redirects his wheelchair to the crosswalk.
And right now, it's fine that I'm in, because I'm in the crosswalk, and I've got about maybe 5 feet between where I am and the bus lane. But right now, as you see, there's a bus behind me.
Once on the other side, Wedby has to veer off toward the bus lane in order to get to the curb ramp and come back up to the sidewalk.
And if I'm not paying attention, or the bus driver isn't paying attention, I could get hit from behind.
Wedby says he knows what to expect because he navigates the streets regularly. But for other people in wheelchairs who aren't familiar with the streets, it can be a problem. Wedby is part of the class action suit against the city of Seattle. The lawsuit was filed by Disability Rights Washington. It says the city has failed to meet federal and state requirements for safe and accessible curb ramps.
It's not as simple as just throwing some curb cut. It's helpful for cities to listen to people in wheelchairs trying to negotiate these issues.
The mayor's office issued a statement in response to the lawsuit. The city, it said, currently invests more per capita on curb ramps than any other major city and remains committed to making sure everyone has access to their own community. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.